Hey friends, it's Asa, and we meet again for tonight's HK Happy Hour. 一起把港事港非. I'm so sorry that we could not air anything last week. Long story short, we had technical difficulties, and audio is not our expertise either, so the struggle was real. We finally have everything in hand, and I am crossing my fingers that everything now works, and I'm glad that we're on a roll again. Today, we're going to talk about generational trauma, why I think it's so hard to illustrate this issue on TV, but also why it's an important theme to illustrate this in dramas in the future, to really move forward for addressing this often unspoken issue in our Chinese culture or specifically our Cantonese culture. First of all, I want to be honest about my bias and perspective of this. I grew up in Vancouver and LA, so this is the lens of where I'm coming from, and even then, my experience does not speak for everyone as we all have our own unique life experiences. I have Cantonese immigrant parents, raised in a traditional Chinese household, and my education and life experiences outside the house was unquestionably dominated with Eurocentric values and beliefs. But if I was asked if biculturalism brought me with a lot of success, I say no. Biculturalism has definitely gotten me lost and confused navigating both Western and Eastern cultures, values, and belief systems. And the main issue that I struggle from all of this is dealing with the effects of generational trauma and identity. I find that being a child to immigrant parents has been a roller coaster ride for me, and it finally took the last few years to really reflect on this. And my younger self would have always felt frustrated with my parents because they weren't westernized enough, and so they never understood my problems and couldn't be there for me because it was literally me talking to a wall, so to speak. For the most part, I would avoid talking to them, especially when it came to important topics or issues, and so many of our discussions has always been at a surface level. Now that I've matured a bit, I realized that I neglected my parents and my elders' experiences, like their issues that they had to deal with during their time when they were younger. I didn't have the empathy, nor did I accept their experience of how and where they grew up, and I would remember my younger self saying, "It's totally different. You can't compare my scenario at all because this is Canada. This is USA," whenever they explained or shared their similar experience and had it harder in Asia. When I finally realized that I didn't take this into account, it was always me for navigating my life in a space that values Eurocentric views and beliefs. I took for granted that my parents and my elders that immigrated here and to other European countries has gone through trauma that we rarely hear them talk about, except with their friends and elders that have gone through it or provided the space or outlet for them to talk about it. From the Korean War, the Vietnam War, British Hong Kong to the Japanese occupation, and amongst many other historic events, they all actually happened not too long ago. Poverty, poor standard of living, from water shortages to corruption has, to a certain extent, led to the way our parents and elders act towards people of authority, and why they're frugal even though they no longer need to live that way. When their environment is to just survive on a day-to-day basis, there's no space nor do our parents have the privilege to speak on their emotions and their feelings. And their parents, which is our grandparents, they don't have the bandwidth to hear it either. For those that share similar family experiences as this, we get a far spectrum of reasons. On one end, for many of us, we don't get to hear their stories, and their reasons varies from us not providing a safe and judge-free environment to hear them tell their stories. And if they do, it's only on a surface level because they just don't want to talk about their feelings. They usually just describe the situation, but never telling us how they feel. And usually it's in the perspective of caring for others, like having too many siblings, and they were one of the older siblings and had to quit school to help raise their siblings, and just overall assuming their role for taking responsibility for their overall family. And we also have another spectrum where they don't want to visit their emotions, even after all these years, because it's something they don't want to think about. It's something that they didn't have the privilege to talk about, and it becomes normal for them to not speak about their emotions except telling us that life was hard back in the day or in their home country. But when we reflect on our own family, especially for me, it's intergenerational trauma as my grandparents and parents didn't have the tools to express their emotions, their feelings, their vulnerability, as it wasn't a priority for them at that time. Instead, it was survival mode during their growing pains, which has affected me as well because it was hard for me to be vulnerable with others and it affected me in my relationships. It was hard for me to speak how I really felt because I didn't know how they were going to receive it. And so I would not say how I felt because I didn't need to express my feelings growing up. My parents and elders wholeheartedly accepted and loved me without words but through simple actions, like providing food on the table, making sure that I had decent clothes, and putting me into extracurricular classes so that I can be just as competitive as my other peers and having a roof over my head. But where do we go from here to move forward when we see similar family patterns in our motherland when we travel and see our relatives interact amongst each other? And we also see it on TV. Rarely do we ever have heart-to-heart conversations, and at times, we're always on a roll when it comes to selective reporting through bohei pa boyao to our parents. Comparing ourselves to Eurocentric ways and using the framework that their method is the best does more harm than good. It took me a long time to navigate my identity, and I really feel like this is just the start for me to unlearn and learn about my culture and continue to work on myself so that I can continually to work on my relationship with my parents. When you hear your elders laugh nonchalantly that their children never or barely talks to them and says their kids are always out and about with their friends and treat the house like a hotel, my younger self would say that's because you don't want to change into our world and we're on two different pages when it comes to getting to know your children. But my current self would finally understand the barriers that they had with their parents, which manifested into barriers with their own children, which affected us. At times, you see their pain showing when they tell their friends and elders that their children are always out, and the only calm connection that they have with their child is when they come back to a home that is always there for them. At times, you flat out hear them address their envy towards their peers when they hear that they have a great connection with their child. But I have yet to hear a dialogue between them on how they feel and how they can change or even ask for tips and tricks amongst each other. They simply accept it, just as how they have mostly baoyong their own parents and their elders. When I hear horror stories of elders talking about their daughter-in-law or son-in-law or from their children, they speak of their superficial experience of being neglected by their kids because they are now old and are no longer in good use in their children's eyes, or they'll say that they were yelled by their children. But they never tell me how they feel as they grew up in a narrative of filial piety, regardless if their own parents were bad or treated them poorly. Their parents have the right of way, and their children, even when they are fully grown adults, they will still take care of them and will not interject when their parents yell at them, even if it doesn't make any logical sense. Baoyong takes precedence as they are your elders. I argue that regardless if it's in Hong Kong, Canada, or anywhere else in the world, growing up Chinese or Asians in general have generational trauma, but the severity varies to a certain extent. More or less at times depending on geographic location, socioeconomic status, and privilege. The commonality that we all have for the majority of us is absence of emotions and genuine communication, patience, and a safe and judge-free zone to speak in multi-directional ways, spanning with ourselves to our grandparents, and if you're lucky, our great-grandparents, as our elders didn't have the privilege to speak about their experience and feelings. In TV drama, seldom do we see this happening because of generational trauma. We don't know what that is like, so how can we illustrate this on TV? Oftentimes, we see superficial levels of getting along with elders and having great relationships, but again, this goes back to following what we know. Superficial discussions of se fan mei a, mo fan gong hou mong a, and taking our elders for dim sum and hearing their plans of what they are going to do today or what kind of gua gua to toi is growing or died during this spring or summer. Discussing emotions and personal experiences are often left out, and on TV, we mainly highlight modeled behavior, and this becomes a problem for those that live in the Western world, as this gets perpetuated through the minority model stereotype. The biggest question is how can we address this on TVB drama so that we can move forward with generational trauma? Oftentimes on TV and in real life, we often have to scream and shout to get our points across when our parents don't want us to do this or that. It's either we have to close our mouths and allow our parents to yell at us as that is our best option and not talk to them about anything serious. We often can't tell our parents our problems, especially about our careers, because our parents have often gritted their teeth despite that they hate their job and continue to work at the same place because it pays well or that was something that was stable to feed the family. Our parents and elders made decisions and sacrificed themselves because finding a new job or being jobless for a while affects the family collectively. Whereas for us, we now have the privilege to quit and find a job until we call it our second home. Telling them how we feel about our jobs brings more problems and stress, not just for ourselves, but for our parents as well, because they'll just say, "Azaya loi, li fen gong ge yu san hou gou ga. Dian ga li xuan qi gong zhe? Yau mei ren hui zhong yi fan gong ga? Li di hai jing xuan ge. Li mo zai lan la." And so, we continue the cycle of bo hei ba bo yao. And this ensues the unintended consequences of continuing on the generational curse. Our parents and elders didn't have a sense of stability in their environment and stable standard of living while they grew up. Although some may question or get mad at why their parents sacrificed and worked hard at a job that they hated and that they didn't need to do that, we should be thankful and honor their hard work and encourage them to be vulnerable and speak of their experiences and feelings. We should now come to understand why they would actually have so much concern and would freak out why we want to quit a high-paying job to enter something that is never guaranteed. Without any sense of stability, like going into business or going to a field that pays lower than what you have now, choosing a path that allows you to be happy was something that our elders didn't have. It simply was never an option for them to find a career that was self-fulfilling due to their environment at that time. Again, this circles back to our parents not having any space or privilege to think about themselves, as they have their large extended families to take care of during a historical time that was uncertain and limited with opportunities that the West had. When we watch Wei Guai or Wei Ga and Tong Xing Oi Sang Lei, we have the same dialogues and verbal and physical arguments as how they get their points across again and again and again. How can we break away from generational trauma or transgenerational trauma for those like me that was born and raised in the Western world? Aside from self-reflection on ourselves, I hope that TVB can take the first leap to change narratives and guide families on the next steps to take, to write scripts on how us youngins can break barriers with our parents and elders, to come together not just superficially, but tackle on difficult topics, to allow one another across generations to not superficially speak our minds of, no, you can't do that, or I won't do this, but to push the envelope to hear out different perspectives and experiences through dialogue, not fights, not arguments. We all deserve to be heard in a calm and mindful manner, and I hope that TVB steps out of the normative role of characters that are hiding emotions and hiding their personal experiences in a dysfunctional unit, yet somehow the family goes back to normal again at the end of the series because the child finally knew what happened to their parent or grandparents by solving the family mystery, and then miraculously, everything is great again. We often use comedy and laughing it off in TV dramas to take away from our problems when it comes to family issues in the drama storyline, to downplaying the situation, but deep down, we know that we continue to live with generational trauma in real life. We should change to write in shows that can capture the space and time to allow cross generations to speak to each other and understand each other's experiences and differences as they navigate life and any unknown problems that come our way. Breaking generational trauma is not easy, but I hope TVB can start this dialogue so that we can all see and work on this together. Until then, where do we go from here in our personal lives to break generational trauma? How do we have meaningful engagement with our elders, with our parents? How do we build our patience and tolerance with our elders in hopes that one day they break free from their own trauma and tell us their side of their story? What are the steps that I need to personally take at my own pace to break free from my own trauma so that I can effectively engage with my elders and have a greater sense of baoyong? I have so many reflective questions than I have answers to this uncharted territory that we rarely speak about. But I hope we can come together and talk about this, and I look forward to your thoughts on our socials, Instagram at hk.happyhour. Until next time, we are going to catch up with y'all on the next HK Happy Hour. Yatsai bat gongsi gongfei. This is Asa, and I'm signing off. See you next week.